Welcome to the new season of the Dreams Portal, the podcast about dreams, dream interpretation, astral traveling, and lucid dreaming. Join your hosts, Ileana, Helen, and Abby, to talk about the meaning of your dreams. Hello, welcome everybody to another episode of the Dreams Portal podcast. And today we have a very interesting topic. It's so popular because of the work of Dr. Joe Dispenza. And today we will talk about neuroplasticity and rewiring and how we can use the dream space. And I welcome Helen, who's going to help us define some of these terms, and we'll have an awesome conversation like always. Welcome, Helen.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Wow, it's an exciting topic. So much to learn, so much to share.
Absolutely. And the first question for the people listening to us is, what is neuroplasticity?
You know, you think about, you know, relating to the brain, okay, the neurons, you know, the synapses, the receptors, and plasticity, of course, coming from the, you know, being able to flex those muscles, basically flex your ability to change, to mold. You know, I've always heard so much about you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Exactly.
But you can. It just has to come from that will, that desire to utilize what you have and utilize it in so many different ways.
Yes. And the other thing about that is, neuroplasticity, or the ability to learn or to change the way we think, we feel, or we act, is only a domain that is mastered by babies or young children. And once you are of certain age, it reverses back to what you just said. You can teach old dogs new tricks, but no, it's a capability that is within us.
Yes.
To constantly train our brain. We're alive. Mm-hmm. And as long as we are alive, we can exercise all our abilities. And that brings me to my next question is, why everybody, every human being, regardless the age or the stage of life, must practice or exercise neuroplasticity? What is the benefit?
You know, if we don't, we remain stagnant, we don't grow. And, you know, our purpose should be to continue to grow because society changes. You know, everything around us is in a constant state of change. And therefore, us too, you know, we don't want to be left behind and stagnant and just in that one state. As we open ourselves up to change, we can continue to grow and enhance what we have within us and, you know, around us. You know, there's so many benefits, whether it's healthcare, abundance, career goals, you know, the constant state of change and knowing that you can embrace these changes for the positive.
Yes. And the other aspect for those who still struggle to see it in a metaphysical aspect or psychological, let's bring it down to 3D. What happens? And I remember when I was in the service, I will tell this to young troops that were looking down on careers. Mostly, I'm not saying that that's a general behavior, but there was that thought that you will be less if you are a career, if you go to college, because you cannot exercise your talents in a physical way. And I was always telling them, you know, if you pursue whatever career that is in line with your talents, that is something that a physical disability cannot take from you. That's why it's so important to keep learning, because you feel very good right now because you're young, you can run, you can work with your hands, you can shoot, you can build things, but it was an occupational risk. You lose mm-hmm. your arms, you lose your legs, or you lose the use of that
appendage.
Yes. You still can provide for yourself and your family if you train your brain, and therefore your body to do other things. So that's why it's important at a very basic and physical level, neuroplasticity. It all starts in the brain. First with the limiting belief that this is what I'm good at, or this is your idea of work. This is your paradigm that is what it means to be productive, do things with my body. And that's a talent. I'm not going to deny that. We have energy centers and we have dominant energy centers, and it's very in line with people that have a dominant second chakra energy center, create and express that creativity in the physical aspect. Fine. You are wired like that, but you also have other energy centers. And part of that rewiring is use them to put them into practice. So that's why it's important to exercise neuroplasticity at the physical level and then at the behavioral, emotional, and cognitive level, so your brain can get rid of all patterns and put in the new programming that we constantly talk about, the new programming, because you cannot live new things based on your old habits. That's what it all comes down to. So,
you know, I like to think that you need to flex the soul, flex your spiritual energy, like you do your physical and your mental energy.
It's a muscle, yes. And like any muscle that you don't work, you use it or lose it. I think that's what it all comes down. Use it or lose it. Exercise all your capabilities using the ability of neuroplasticity, or just lose the capability of keep growing and keep bringing new things to your life. So I guess that explains why we can't, or why we do not, and we'll say we in general, people in general, why we do not pursue exercising neuroplasticity.
Do we move away from, you know, how can I explain this? In youth, we're given the freedom to run and do flex your muscles, do everything, but it's kind of like society sets these limits on you as an adult. Okay, now you have to buckle down. Now you have to choose how you know, what career you want to do. Now you have to, you know, be an adult, and we lose a part of ourselves in that, you know, limiting belief that now we must step away from being able to just basically spread our wings and fly and do whatever. We are kind of told we have to box up our imagination and that, you know, that spirit of just living the life, because now we're going to hit the drudgery and just focus on work and just be work, and we're just stuck in that rut. You know, but if we can change our mindset and say, you know, life never stops, you know, that will to constantly be malleable and changing and be who you want to be when you want to be it, that's a constant. We should never just basically put it in a box and stick it away. You know, we have that muscle to flex and do so much more in our dream space, in our, you know, 3D space. You know, why do we put caps on us?
Because it's also the idea of that is what it means to be an adult, a serious person, a reliable person. Because if you're dreamy or you're too risky, you're unstable. The paradigm that you're unstable, you don't know what you want, you're never happy with anything. Again, those are all limiting beliefs. And in the effort of not being labeled as that kind of undesirable personality or undesirable set of behaviors that makes you less of a trusting person, you start adopting that kind of ideas of yourself. And that's probably the first thing that neuroplasticity is going to help with, is to erase that self-construct that we decide to adopt, either from those ideas or from some idea of what we wanted to do with our lives, and start practicing new things. That's why Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about break the habit of being yourself. Because the habit of being yourself had those beliefs, had the same habits of waking up, and getting in your daily routine and not deviate from anything, not entertain the what if.
Yes.
So,
I mean, we are who we were told we were going to be, right?
Yes. And we accept it.
You were going to get a career. You were going to be stable without question, because society didn't want you to be that 1% or that 2% or that's backpacking in Europe. And, you know, we had to live up to society's demands. But when we change that to that old script, and again, flex those neurons, what do you want to be? Who do you want to be? Who do you see yourself? And how do I get there? How do you get to being who you truly feel, you know, is who's going to be the happiest?
Yeah, when you were a child, that you didn't have that programming, that they were working on putting that programming on you.
Yeah.
But you were so new and so open to create those connections, and there was no limitations. So those are the things I feel that keep people from practicing neuroplasticity. And the other thing is, this is a constant in everything that we don't want to do, is fear. Fear has been the most popular teaching tool ever. Everything
it's
that we learn, everything that is wired in our way of caring ourselves comes out of fear, mm-hmm. because it's successful. It's a very successful indoctrination program. It's a very good control measure,
yes.
that saves many things, saves escalation, because if everything is driven by fear, you don't have to do anything else. Nothing gets questioned.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, the structure of many organized religions is based on fear. It's based on punishment, reward and punishment. And still, there are people that see everything in life as the sum of punishment and rewards, and everything they do is a score. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's keeping score of punishment and rewards. And what is the reward in neuroplasticity? Well, then you go into the risk reward. Oh, I'm risking being ridiculed, risking being not liked if I go there. And that's one of the resistant mechanisms that we have. So
I may lose so much money. You know, this is my career. If I walk on, you know, if I walk away now, what will happen?
My reputation, what others are going to think of me? Because again, we're still thinking of how others see us. That's part of the fear.
Yes.
But how do we see ourselves? Are we here to please others? Or are we here to fulfill our mission, what we came here to accept?
Yeah.
To do.
And that's the wonderful thing about neuroplasticity. As I said, you can change that script at any time.
As long as you overcome the resistance.
Yes. And when you're ready to work past it and say, you know, I have the power to change and create my world, you know, age is so irrelevant. You can be 89, you can be, you know, 29.
Exactly.
Who do you want to be?
Who you want to be? How you want your life to be? What is your dream life? Oh, dreams. Dreams. Dream. You know, there was a poem from, 14th, 15th century in Spanish literature, La Vida Sueño. And in that poem, centuries ago, what the author is proposing, actually is a play. Me stand corrected. La Vida Sueño is a play. And there's this famous monologue by one of the main characters when he explains that everything that we are is a dream. We dream we're poor. We dream we're rich. We dream we have love, or that we don't. Everything in life is a dream. So anyway, that was a side note. But
you know,
this is what really...
I used to tell my daughters, I said, if you know, when they were trying to pick their college major and what they wanted to do, I said, if you could do anything in this world without fear of failure, what would you do? And that helped them to really see that they're capable of waking up every day and doing something they love, something they want to do.
Without the fear of failure, definitely. That's I think that's the key question. And that's what our resistance is. Whatever is that fear of failure, that is resistance. Now, for those of us who are not that willing or capable or still struggling with resistance in our waking hours, I believe, and I think it's this is the subject of this episode, I believe that you can overcome that resistance in dream space and use the dream space to start exercising the ability of neuroplasticity until you get that muscle and you get used to that emotion, and you can do it all the time until it becomes second nature. So, having said that we can use dream space to start practicing neuroplasticity, the question of the audience is how? How do I start?
I truly believe that setting that intention before you go to bed at night, you know, you take that few moments to unwind and, you know, phrase it in a way that is easy and accepting for you. You know, remove all the blocks and fears that keep me from, you know, moving towards my goal of, you know, whether it's to, you know, be more spiritually balanced, whether they want to lose 20 pounds, you know, however they want to do it, it's remove the blocks, remove the fears, remove, you know, just remove the things that are creating the distance between you and your goal. And if you start setting that intention before you go to sleep, you're already putting the thought into the brain. You're getting the neurons and everything there fired up so that they're making that connection, and they're bringing it into from an unfamiliar place to a more familiar space. And it becomes second nature. It's kind of like when you set a mantra, but this is the one that you're going to be starting, you know, at bedtime to create that neuroplasticity to start, you know, flexing, you know, the brain muscle there. You know, just choosing your words, your intention, and getting the ball rolling that way. You know, that's such a great way to start it.
So there are three things here that you have mentioned that I want to take apart for the audience, because we always talk about setting the intention, setting the intention. It's becoming something for many people that we keep hearing, but I don't think that people completely understand what is setting the intention, because I can say, well, I have the intention to be a millionaire, just to bring an example that everybody can relate to. And I can set that intention all day long, but it's not happening. But you said two important things. It has to be in an easy and acceptable form. And now we're digging into how we combine beliefs and emotion in setting an intention. What is easy? What do we recognize easy? Because that is not the same for people. As a matter of fact, talking about neuroplasticity and rewiring, we've been indoctrinated to think that only the difficult things, the effort, is what gives value to anything or gives meaning
True.
to anything.
The harder you work for it, the more it's worth. But think
And
about the same.
yeah, but when you're setting an intention, that is going to work against you. Because if your intention is something that has to carry that effort team, like Abraham says when they make up words, that level of effort, that right there, you're increasing resistance because you're going to see this as something that is not achievable. So easy. So we have to start easy and accepting the other word that you said. And we go back into beliefs. What is a statement that is easy and accepting that we can, without any resistance to begin, say when we are in that state that we are just about to pass out?
You could
And
say
they say
acceptance.
that.
The acceptance that this is so easy, I can do it in my sleep.
Oh, there you go. So easy, I can do it in my sleep.
Reaching
So
my new
easy.
goal is so easy, I can do it in my sleep. Reaching my new goal of, and be, try to be precise on that goal. You know, if you want to go from today's income to being a millionaire, well, your first goal is to stop careless spending, or things like that. Set a goal. I'm gonna, stop eating out, 2 times a week, and save that money and put it towards my goal of being, a millionaire by XYZ. And you start setting those goals and end that intention with, and it's so easy, I can do this in my sleep. Yeah, because everybody wants to do something easy. You know what they do? And we all know that we've been told you got to work hard. You got to work hard. Hard work is good. You know, if you're sitting around doing something easy, oh, it must be so nice. You know, everybody has those preconceived notions. But yeah, let's start easy. Let's start, why do we have to work hard for it? Why do we have to work so hard to do something we want? Let's do this. Let's start easy and build our goals. And easy workout for the muscle.
In following with the example of money, and I'm using money not just to say that that's the ultimate goal or something nice, is because there's so many people can relate to the example of money. But the other thing is, if you are in dream space and adding what you say without fear of failure and thinking it's so easy, I can do it in my dreams, think also, money is everywhere.
Yes, it's
If
energy.
you can accept the notion that money is everywhere, don't go past everywhere, just stop right there. Money is everywhere. It's everywhere. Of course, it's everywhere. We don't have to argue about this or have a conversation about this. Currency is everywhere. So, money is everywhere. Start with that and ease into that thought that money is everywhere. And the next step to that, money is everywhere that I can run into it. Think about this. People are everywhere, and you run into people all the time. But money's everywhere. You can run into money anytime.
That's true.
Going to the example of winning the lottery. Oh, that's impossible. You know the chances of that? Well, pretty good because every day, everywhere, people win the lottery.
That's right.
It's not an impossible, it's not a rare occurrence. It happens. So easy and accepting form. If you accept to start bringing the resistance down. And again, this is an example. This conversation is not about money. It's about using an example of how deep set certain limiting beliefs are. It's just easy and acceptable. Money is everywhere. It's everywhere. You walked out of your house, you know your house has a value. That's money. Not liquid, but it's money. You get into your car and you go to the store. There's money all over because there are people there who are buying with some form of money. There's a cashier there or sales, a point of sales that are full of currency in any form. Then you go out and drive through the neighborhood. You walk into a restaurant. You walk into a gas station. So you're running into money everywhere. Easy and accepting form. Money's everywhere. Let's start with that. And let's see what your dreams are telling you that night and how combative, because that's the second thing. You have the dream, whatever. Let's say that you're practicing these or the examples that you just gave of how to modify behavior. And you wake up next morning and you can do two things. You can enjoy the feeling that you get from waking up of your dream of abundance or riches or whatever, because those are two different things. or you can talk yourself out of it.
And say it
Now,
was just a dream.
Exactly. Exactly. So which way are we going? Are you going to practice the emotion? Because if you wake up with the feeling, and this is what people don't understand, because again, we've been practicing not to. We're practicing pinching ourselves out of something good. If you wake up and you have that kind of emotion that runs through all your senses, from your head, your heart, your skin, why don't you dwell on it for a while? Enjoy it. Feel it and get your body used to that, because that's the second part of rewiring. You're getting your body accustomed to something different. You're getting your brain accustomed to a different emotion, a different way, and that's when the rewiring starts. If you cannot do it at will during the day, every time you wake from a dream, enjoy it.
Enjoy it. And if you find yourself starting to doubt it, just tell yourself, I remove any limiting blocks that keep me from obtaining my goals. And it's a reminder, I'm removing the blocks. You have that in your power. You do. You're either creating the block or you're removing the block. So I always tell people, when you find yourself going, because I mean, we're human, we all do it. When you find yourself going to that negative, call it back. I said, I find myself sometimes doing that same mantra over a certain situation, you know, 10 times a day. I said, in the beginning, practice, practice, practice. Before you know it, it's second nature. Your mind starts to drift to the negative, and you're able to just reel yourself back. And that's that neuroplasticity. You are flexing it and using it when you need it, you know, and it works. And you create it. Like I said, not everything is about money, but going back to that, so many people that I've worked with have really limiting beliefs on money. And, you know, I will tell them, I said, if when you find yourself starting to really worry, how am I going to pay for this? How am I going to pay for that? I said, tell yourself, I am wealth. I'm abundance. I am prosperity. Money comes to me easily every day. I said, and you're going to realize that you're not checking your bank account, because now you have this faith. You believe what you say. You know what you say is true, and you're calling that energy to you. You're removing that block. Well, it's the same thing. You know, if you have this fear of someone, your spouse is going to, or your significant other is going to cheat on you because everybody else before has cheated on you. You know, remind yourself, we have a secure relationship. We have a loving, trusting relationship. I said, whatever it is that pulls you into the negative, you do that positive, and you repeat it and repeat it and remove that block, you know, and it starts again, setting the intention with when you go to sleep to remove the blocks and just practice.
That's another good example that you're bringing up, relationships, because after the beliefs of money, the relationships and how we enter into relationship or walked out of them is the second biggest thing. And very common, that is never going to happen. Well, okay, that's fine, but then it's never going to happen. So why you keep insisting or trying? Or knowing me is going to be like this. Okay, so that might have been the pattern, but how would you like it to be? How would you like it to be? And, you know, in one of these things, Abby Salinas and her, with her clients, when she has it. And I don't know if you had this. This is one of my Abby's teaching of all times, is when she gets her clients in consultations that have to do with relationships, is tell me 5 things you like about your partner or your love interest. 5 things. And I learned this from her. I didn't know that pretty much everybody fail in bringing 5 things.
They have to really think about it. They do.
And when she sees them struggling, is okay, just tell me 4. Well, you know what? 4 is not a good number either. And then she started like Three, this is it. It's make it or break it. If you cannot tell me like this, three things that you like about your partner or your love interest, this is not worth pursuing. So, and another thing that she clarifies, and nice is not one of them, because anybody can be nice
Yes.
at a given moment. But that's part of the rewiring, as opposed to wait. That's another thing, the waiting. You don't have to wait. Colombian said something funny. I said, waiting is for the pregnant because they don't have a choice. And I wholeheartedly agree. No,
Definitely.
waiting? No, I don't wait. Waiting is for the pregnant because it's the way it is. But
Yeah.
this waiting, why don't you establish, and I think we're reverting to setting the intention. What are those five things that you want in your partner, whether the current partner has it or not? The partner, the ideal partner, what are those five things? And start setting the intention. And if you're working on a relationship or manifesting a relationship, or not a relationship, let me take that back. If you want a relationship, starts with you, how you are wiring yourself for a relationship. Because previous relationship or the current relationship is not what satisfies you, then that means that that pattern needs to be scratched,
Yeah.
and you have to put in a new programming of what do you want to feel. And talking about cheating or trust issues, or the freedom to be in that partnership, those are the things that you have to internalize them and embody them before attracting that relationship. It's just that simple. And if you
Yeah.
wanted to put it in the five things that you like about a relationship, start with not labeling that person XYZ. Start with, I would like a relationship that I feel so comfortable with this
Yeah.
person as I feel with being with myself. Now, if you don't feel comfortable with yourself, that's then more work that has to be done. But going back to how the rewiring works in the sleep, in dream space, go to sleep and start dreaming, daydreaming about the feeling of the relationship, not exactly how that partner looks like or must be
Exactly.
like, the overall feeling, the how you want to feel, as suppose that I want this guy or this gal to be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yes.
And going back to what you said at the beginning, easy and accepting. What is easy and accepting right there when you're about to sleep? Easy and accepting. Well, what can be easy and accepting is, I like this to be fun all the time. And fun in a way, not that we're going out or we're playing games. No, fun in simple things. Fun that you laugh together about things,
Being in each other's
and
company is good and it's happy. You can laugh at the little things
that's
and
the little
big
thing.
things together.
And you laugh at him, and he laughs at you. So that's easy and accepting for a
Yes.
happy relationship. And easing to sleep into that. And again, see, what do you see in your dreams? Are you going to see the same picture of what the previous relationships were like? Or are you going to wake up with a different feeling? And if you wake up with a different feeling, are you going to embrace it, or are you gonna pinch yourself out of it? Just the second component. I
Allow
had to say
yourself
that
to
because
feel happy. Yes, allow yourself.
Esther Hicks talks about that when you go on your high flying this, or you get to that point that you are tune in and something happens or you run into something or this thought comes in and that's it, that you pinch yourself out of it.
Yeah, they abandon everything and just, oh, well, what, you know, I can't do it. It wasn't meant to be. I know.
Well, but that's the point of neuroplasticity. You acknowledge that.
Yes.
Acknowledge that. And then go back to where you were. Because the important thing is that you're acknowledging that, oh, wait, I had done this before. I'm not going to do that this time around. Mm-hmm. I've been there before.
Put that fork in the road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we have in neuroplasticity that I feel that we break with that in our dreams is familiarity. And I understand we're wired for familiarity because in our lives, early age, we need certain familiarity to learn patterns, to learn the environment, to learn even our bodies. And familiarity has a role into that. The problem is when you accept what is familiar as good and the only way to be. And when you go into dream space is when you go quote unquote crazy and you go free. So if you had those dreams that you are a completely different person in a completely different environment, yes, at the beginning might feel uncomfortable because there is this familiarity that is to keep you safe or to keep you coloring between the lines. Inside the lines. But again, it's an exercise. It's an exercise. You can wake up the next morning and say, well, I'll take this and this other thing. Not so much. You don't have to take everything. It's a progression.
What is it that the experience when you go through the Pacific Northwest and you go on that really long hike, what is it called? When you get totally out of your element, I can't think of what it's called, but it's like a super long hike and you're out in the elements. It's just you and your backpack. And it is really getting out of your comfort zone to truly find yourself, to find what you're capable of, you know? Mm. And it is a very much a soul experience coming out on the end. And it's the same thing here. You know, you're allowing yourself to go into what is unfamiliar to you so you can come out, you know, in the best version of yourself on the other side.
Yeah. Very much like the vision quest.
Yes.
In a manner of speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dream space is that everyday opportunity, every moment opportunity to go into that space out of your comfort zone and experiment and wake up and not judge the experience, because part of the pinching yourself out of it is judging the experience. And I do it, you know, it's not that none of us are masters of this, because judging is part of assessing, not so much judging, but assessing, evaluating, reaching a conclusion. Those are learning tools that we were taught. And depending on how we made our living or how we live our lives, those are things that are very ingrained in our brains and in our behaviors. So, and those are useful, but don't use the wrong tool for the job, I think is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Those are skills, very valuable. They have value in the material word, but don't let that be what is preventing you from growing and rewiring and always evolving and, like Dr. Joe said, becoming supernatural.
Because the tools are within you.
Yeah, that's
everything you need.
That's the capacity that we have. And dream space is so important, so easy. You don't need anybody.
That's true. It's just yourself, your intentions, your thoughts, and you know, the road is open. You create it.
Away you go. Mm-hmm. And you start by doing that rewiring. And once you rewire, And you practice and practice, because this is practice. Let's not, it's not efforting, but again, flexing the muscle is practicing. Once you practice this neuroplasticity, you can go to other things and you can see your way of adapting becomes easier. The way you look at things, like an example of this is yesterday, I went out to run some errands and I stopped at a restaurant for lunch. And I was by myself. And at that time of the day, it was non-peak hour on a long holiday weekend. People are doing other things or getting ready to leave town or whatever. And I'm sitting there finishing my lunch. In the table next to me, there's a couple, an older couple, and there's music. The music in this place is pretty nice. It's 60s, 70s, classic rock. I'm into that. I love the music. And I was listening to two songs in a row, and I was singing it because I like it. At the same time, it's playing. But the gentleman on the table next to me, he's singing it too. And then that song finished. The next one, kind of different type of song. First, it was a male singer, and the other was a female singer, and he was singing it too. I was singing again. And we were both getting ready to leave. And we talk about, oh, they play good music in this place. And I was thinking, if I were a writer, this is a scene.
So
it's a
true.
Scene in a storyline. This is a scene. And again, I wouldn't have thought of that years ago or months ago or even a year ago. Like, oh, you know, I went to lunch and the place is cool, had good music. And that was the end of the conversation. That would have been a very 3D conversation. But now I'm thinking, imagine a storyline that two people, not like me and this couple, let's say a couple, and they're in different tables minding their own business, and there's this music playing, and what if that's how they meet?
Yeah, meet cute.
And let's say it didn't happen, like I finished my lunch, I left, move on with my day. Same with a couple, but let's say that this is happening and this couple start talking and they keep talking and they keep talking. And all of a sudden, what was a lunch, two separate people minding their own business turns into an improvised date.
Yes.
So that is an example of the rewiring. How can you, and then you expand, you become creative. If I were to write a short story about how a couple met and fell in love, well, two people going about their business in the most mundane, normal place, having lunch. It was not a dating service. It was not friends bringing them together. It was not the workplace romance. It was just an apparently random, random event. But let's take that deeper. Let's say that these two people have been working in rewiring, and maybe they were looking at having a relationship, entering a relationship. And one of the things in that five things in their list was, I would like this person to enjoy the same food and music I like, because that way we don't have to argue about that. I don't like this music, or I don't want to go to this concert. And all of a sudden you had two strangers here that are singing to the same songs in a restaurant.
Yeah, restaurant.
Lunch. So,
and it's easy. It just became so easy to talk to each other.
It's easy, exactly. But again, that rewiring of, oh, you see, that is easy and accepting.
Yes.
Because that happens every day. You go into a restaurant for lunch or dinner with friends or whatever. That's not, that's, you know, this is not a vacation in Rome, like in the rom-com movies. No, this is an everyday thing, and that's probably another paradigm that dream space and the neuroplasticity can help you with. These things are not so out there or
True.
far-fetched. These are things that can happen in your surroundings if you start rewiring yourself for that. So that's my take for today's topic. I don't know.
Like my
I
timer over
don't
here is
know.
going off. She's barking. She's whining.
So I don't know if you had any experience that is easy to accept, easy to incorporate that you have seen with you or your clients that can help people out there start
I think,
practicing this.
for me, it was shifting, really training my brain to shift my thoughts on money. That was really a big one, especially when COVID started, that my husband was laid off. And he is the pretty much the main wage earner in our family. And learning to, like I said, the neuroplasticity, learning to retrain my brain into accepting that money is abundant and it's all around us. Wherever we look, there is money coming to us. We're bumping into it. It's, however you want to place a label it, it's there. And practicing that during the first few months of COVID, really actively practicing it, and then seeing the fruits of my labor, seeing that even though he wasn't working, our bank account was more solid during that time than it had been in years, and seeing it grow, and seeing as I practiced it, it was not hard. It was easy. It was second nature. And then taking what I learned and sharing it with others and seeing them, excel at it and enjoy, the fruits of their labor, even though it was so easy to implement, just instead of pinching yourself out of it. It's the reminder, shift it, shift that mindset.
Shift it.
You don't come from lack, you come from abundance. Whether it's abundance of love, of happiness, of whatever, and I do like to tell people, I said, when you're going through this change, I said, when you're learning to actively implement it, three things, just three things you're happy for today. I said, when you find yourself feeling down and defeated, well, you know what? I'm happy because I have, a roof over my head. I have people who love me. I have great friends who make me laugh. I said, and just in the beginning, make it easy. Three, just three things. Three things you're
Things.
happy to be home because you have your pets or you have your comfy bed or, whatever, your favorite pajamas. But you can apply it to pretty much any aspect of your life and to retrain. And once you find one area lifting up and you start addressing your next one on your list, and you realize how much lighter, happier, more fulfilled you are in your life, and how you're waking up from that sleep state without the worries. Like before, you felt burdened when you'd go to bed because you have these worries, but now you are using these muscles to take over, and it's just improving pretty much every side of your life that you want to work on improves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a great conclusion, Helen, for this topic. Every area of your life improved.
It has.
And again, the dream space is a tool for everything, for
It is.
improving our outlook on life, our health, our ability to turn things around and use it. It's the space without fear of failure, without judgment. And most important, when you wake up in the morning, don't feel that you have to judge anything. Just whatever feels good, embrace it and start getting used to a new feeling, to a new vibration, because that's when the rewiring and the change starts. And that change, like Helen just said, is going to turn around all sorts of things in your life. So thank you, Helen, for this
Oh, you're
conversation
welcome.
again. And
Always a pleasure.
to all of our friends out there, keep dreaming, have your dream journal or your recording app on your phone. and just go out there without judgment and without fear of failure. Thank you for being with us today, and until next time, sweet dreams.